Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff or management of the Flavors of Northwest Arkansas podcast.
You can't do drugs before you come in and wait tables.
Yeah.
My crew here, it's like I love all of them. And you know, everybody respects each other here, and it's getting to that point.
Bernie said, you know, I want to do fresh prep, I want fresh food, I want high quality ingredients, and I want to deliver an experience. And I said, well, this is going to work out really well for both of us.
We have it all set up to start building a restaurant. I just don't know where it's going to be now. And I think it was a little bit of hubris that I was like, well, if it's good enough, we can go anywhere.
I grew up in kitchens where no one got paid good. People got screamed at all the time, you know, and it definitely molded me into who I am today. I just kind of ran the other way. And instead of turning into what I was trained under, I chose to kind of run the other way.
Welcome to the Flavors of Northwest Arkansas podcast.
I can get a lot done, even though now I'm an old lady. I can still run circles around some of the kids that I used to work with.
Here's your host, John Engelman.
Champagne and fried chicken was like,
yeah,
the most holy experience of eating and drinking it was like I've ever had.
Yum. Welcome to episode 6 of the Flavors of Northwest Arkansas podcast. Man, time flies. Feels more like episode 24 or 25. I'm only kidding. First and foremost, though, thank you so much for being here. As we continue to build our listenership, downloads have increased, and we're just over a month into this little passion of mine, and personally, I want to thank you for coming along for the ride. If you're new here, we encourage you to check out some of our previous interviews, as Northwest Arkansas is full of talent, but also full of stories as well. There have been some great ones, and there are plenty more to come. And that includes this week's episode, as we visited Nellie B's Bakery in Elkins, or Fayetteville. Well, we'll straighten that out for you here in a second. But first, as many of you know, we post new podcasts on Wednesday mornings, and this one is officially up on Wednesday, May the 3rd. That is the day before NWA Gives, a very important day in our area. For those that don't know, it's a day where residents give to the local nonprofits to make a lasting impact. One of the many deserving nonprofits that are a part of the program is Cobblestone Farms in Fayetteville. Officially, they're a nonprofit engaged in sustainable agriculture and hunger relief serving the Northwest Arkansas community. So, what does that mean? They just believe that everyone in the area should have access to fresh, nutritionally dense food and work to provide it for those that can't get it. Please think about donating to Cobblestone Farms or any other really hardworking and deserving nonprofits that focus on the betterment of folks in our neighborhoods. Go to nwagives.org, click on Donate, and search for Cobblestone Farms or your nonprofit of choice and give. You make a bigger difference than you think. Now, on with the episode. Now, Mrs. Flavors of Northwest Arkansas and I had a blast at Nellie B's when we recorded this episode. We got to meet and know Priscilla and Danielle Wright. That's the mother-daughter team at Nellie B's. And when talking about the bakery, mom Priscilla calls Danielle her business partner, not her daughter. So that's what we called her in the podcast. Now, they are physically located in Elkins, but the Postal Service says it's a Fayetteville address. I was listening back to the interview, and I made it exceptionally confusing for you, the listener, so I wanted to clear that up right here. Now, Priscilla worked her way up to running 9 gourmet bakeries in the Bay Area and has worked to perfect family recipes over time. She learned quite a bit over that time and gets into detail about it. How did she and Danielle end up in Arkansas? Cupid got involved, and the whole family moved from California to Arkansas. You're going to love this story. Also, Danielle grew up not wanting to get into the food business thanks to a high school course that she took. She'll get into what changed her mind. Also, who is Nellie B? Oh, and finally, dirt road deliveries. Farm weddings where there's no GPS for wedding cake deliveries, no road, and chickens chasing dog ring bearers. It's all on this week's edition of Flavors of Northwest Arkansas podcast. We're glad you're here.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Welcome back. We are at Nellie B's, and we are in Elkins and Fayetteville, or neither. We're not entirely sure yet. It depends on who you ask at the post office, but we will go with the Elkins-Fayetteville line with Priscilla Wright and her partner Danielle, and we are excited because you guys opened in 2014. First off, welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys opened in 2014. Happy decade. And that decade actually is coming up.
Yep. I believe April 14th will be our official 10 years in business.
Are you guys going to rage?
Yes.
Going to get Rolling Stones in the parking lot? It's going to be a throwdown?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, great. That's going to be fun. Well, let's start here. Where did the name Nellie B's come from?
We batted around. We use a lot of family recipes. And so we batted around with a name, and I wanted to use hers, and she wanted to use mine. And my grandmother's name was Nellie. And I used to call Danielle Nellie when she was little. So we went with Nellie B because that was one of her nicknames and my grandmother's name, the original Nellie.
Awesome.
So a lot of the recipes come from her.
Well, that's cool. And we'll talk a lot more about that a little bit later, too. Let's start, Priscilla, with your professional journey here. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from California.
Okay.
And moved out here about, 11, almost 12 years ago.
Okay. Excellent. So. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second, too. I feel like I keep saying that, but it's coming up. Your dad owned a donut shop, and that's really, I guess, where food entered your professional lexicon?
Professional, yeah.
Yeah.
My whole family is a bunch of foodies, so we all talk about food. We Zoom food recipes and all kinds of stuff. So, but that's the first time I actually worked in a food establishment.
How long did you do that?
We were there about 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So we would get up in the middle of the night and take a taxi down and help him make donuts. And my mom, I had four brothers and sisters, so my mom would be home with the kids. And one of the other teenagers and I would go down and make donuts with my dad.
Oh, my gosh. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That had to be fun, though.
It was fun. It was fun.
Well, that's cool. So later in life, you flee the nest. What was your first food job away from home?
Away from home, I actually worked at a little bakery, and that's where I learned to cake decorate.
Oh.
So I was a counter person, and I wanted better hours, and I was on the creative side a little bit. So I took a class, and then I learned to cake decorate.
That's cool. Tell me some of the lessons you learned along the way before hitting the big stage in the Bay Area.
I think one of the things that has helped me in a lot of ways is, especially small business owners, but people who deal with business and food, no waste, if at all possible. Mm-hmm. And also keep things going. So if I'm watching the oven, I'm not standing there watching the oven. I'm peeling carrots, or I'm constantly have two or three projects going at a time, which kind of drives people nuts. But it's helped me throughout my whole life to get things done, and I can get a lot done. Even though now I'm an old lady, I can still run circles around some of the kids that I used to work with. So I think that's been a really valuable lesson.
That's great. So no leaning in the kitchen for you, right?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. What's the old saying? If you lean, you can clean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. I was in the restaurant business high school and college. I mean, mm-hmm. that's one of the reasons I started this, just because there's such great characters and people in the and I thought, you know, there's so many stories. I gotta get some of them out from other people too. Well, let's jump into the Bay Area, and you were supervising 9 bakeries, basically. What was that like? And that's a super, super competitive thing there, I would think.
It is, and I was very fortunate. The company that I was with, I started off as a cake decorator, and I just worked my way up. And it was a learning experience for me, being in management and all the stories you can tell from that. But
please feel free.
I learned a lot about people, a lot about myself, and responsibility. Like, you know, it really is true that the captain is the last one on the ship.
Sure.
If something's going wrong. And when we moved from 5 to 8 stores, and then the 9th one, I had to be really organized. I had to be on top of things.
Sure.
I pretty much had to know my main characters and their strengths and weaknesses so that could help them, guide them, or smack them down a little bit if they needed it.
So was that your first time in any sort of management position?
Yeah, it was. And I'm not...
Oh, that first week had to be fun.
I'm not overly... what's the word? I don't want to say bossy, but I'm not overly confrontational or
sure.
any of that. I'm kind of on the shy side. So it was definitely an eye-opener for me.
A little bit of a learning experience, yeah. For sure. Well, you talked about moving here 12 years ago. What led to that?
I met my husband online.
Okay.
And he had a younger son, and I was ready for a change from the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the people I worked with, and I grew up there. It's a beautiful place, but it's not the place I grew up. And it's changed quite a bit, and it was a lot like Fayetteville when I was first growing up. You know, orchards, hills, lots of green.
Sure.
So I was definitely ready for a change, and so came out to meet my husband and really liked it, and we actually talked for over a year before we even decided to start dating virtually.
Really?
But we just hit it off immediately when we met. So
that's a commitment, packing up and heading this way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I brought Danielle and my mom and dad with me.
Oh, that's great. And you got the whole family down here.
Yeah, well, my mom and dad have passed since, but we were super fortunate that they got to see people enjoy their food, because they would come down to the bakery, and my dad sounds like a lot like your dad was. He's very matter of fact, and he'll just you know, he would just tell you right out, and sometimes he'd just sit outside the bakery and wave to people. And
that's great.
Yeah, so it was a real blessing that they were able to see people really enjoy their food.
That's awesome. Yeah. So what led you to how long did it take you, and what led you to opening up Nelly B's once you moved here?
Well, I had been looking for a job, and I did a lot of the caretaking of my parents, and unfortunately I couldn't find a job that fit my experience and my schedule, because a lot of times, you know, they'd want me to work till 10 or 11 at night, and I was somewhat on call because my parents were aging. And so this one, Miss Danielle here,
guilty party here,
said, let's open a bakery, it'll be fun. And I was like, ooh. You do really have to love this kind of business to be in it for any length of time.
I would assume
so. You absolutely have to. Yeah. And I was kind of nervous about it, but we both were fairly stable at home, at our homes, so we decided to give it a try. We did cottage baking a little bit first in the beginning, and then we were able to get a loan and get rolling.
So for the four people that are listening, explain cottage baking.
Cottage baking is when you bake out of your home, and you sell it at like a festival or a fair. Our first was Clothesline Fair, I think.
No, Springfest.
Springfest.
On Dixon Street.
On Dixon. Yeah. And there's certain different regulations, because you don't have to have a licensed kitchen.
Okay.
But it's a really good way. There's a lot of people online you can see are starting out that way. It's a good way to get your name out there, practice your craft, all that.
Very good. Awesome. Well, and then you got forced into opening yes. up here. How did it go? How did it start? And maybe I should switch to Danielle here.
Yeah, you might. She's smirking over here.
I'm just laughing.
She's biting her tongue the whole time,
yesterday.
Hadn't she?
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know, I didn't really have anything going on at the time. I was just working. I think I was working at Kohl's. And she's just got a lot of talent. She's got a lot of gifts to give. And so we lived out here, and there's not a lot in this community, but there's a lot of people who live out this way.
Sure.
And you know, we kind of missed like the fancy foods and the espresso and stuff like that, and I thought, there's nothing like that out here, let's just give it a try. I mean, if I'm looking for it, probably somebody else is looking for it too.
For sure.
And I thought, let me just help you get your foot in the door, get it up and rolling, and then I'll see what I want to do. And yeah, that's kind of just what came. And I've always loved to bake. I baked with my grandma all the time, and that's just kind of how it all came to be. And when people started trying our food, they were like, I have to have this every day. And that was really, you know, the inertia that we needed to just kind of keep it going.
So. The repeat customer is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure. So speaking of inertia, you guys get open, you start finding your way in the actual retail food / bakery business. And you're thinking, yeah, I think I can hang here. What was that like?
So the funny backstory is when I was in high school, I took 6 months of baking and catering.
Okay.
And it was like you could go to a vocational school and then finish up your schooling either morning or afternoon. And I thought, I will never do this ever as a career. This is not me.
Right.
So then I did dental assisting.
Okay.
And I had plans to do dental hygiene. And in California, they have alternative practice, which you can travel and you don't have to work in an office. And I thought, I can make that work. It's good money. And I hated being in a dental office. I, you know, it was really traumatic in California. And just like, it was just not in alignment with who I am.
Okay.
And so, anyway, so then I left that. I worked at Joann Fabrics and kind of just went around and tried things out for a bit. And when we moved and I started helping her, and the feedback from people and the joy that people experience when they try your food, especially because real and true scratch made fare is rare. You know, there's a lot of times one component maybe is really and truly made.
Sure.
From scratch. And it was just like, it was a thrill for me, you know, and I just love it. And I love talking with people and meeting people and sharing stories like you. And just kind of was all part of it. And then I can't imagine not having it in my life. So
that's crazy.
It was kind of a funny turnaround. And she's like, this was your idea. I'm like, here we are. You know,
the credit and the blame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's both.
All the things.
It's both for sure. Well, that's great. I want to get into something. We talked about it before we turned these microphones on, but I understand you teach classes here. Mm-hmm. And I understand one of them, a very popular one, was the alcohol-infused treats. Please. I don't know which one of you wants to take this one, but I am all ears.
All right. Well, we did a boozy baking class, and then we basically taught people how to incorporate different alcohols into their food.
Mm-hmm.
When we were visiting with my sister in Napa, we took a course on which alcohols and things go with, like, fatty food.
It was
is
wine
great with champagne.
And cooking method pairings.
Oh my gosh.
So you go down the line from, you know, reds to champagnes, and you try, it was all chicken.
Okay.
Different cooking methods of chicken. And to this day, champagne and fried chicken was like,
yeah,
the most holy experience of eating and drinking it was like I've ever had.
Amazing.
And so
amazing.
We thought it would be fun just to try to teach people how to take different alcohols and infuse their treats where you just have a little extra something. And
nice.
Yeah, it was really
fun.
We're
doing a thing out at Fayetteville Beer Works tomorrow. And
okay.
We made a Dublin Drop cake slice.
Okay.
That has, it has their stout in it. In the
wow.
chocolate cake, and then it has a Jameson infused chocolate ganache.
Ooh.
And a Bailey's buttercream.
Ooh.
And
and by the way, she's talking about St. Patrick's Day. That's tomorrow. This will air much later. But if you don't make that, we're so sorry. But you can always reach out to Nellie B's. And how do they find the class schedule, or do you guys put it online anywhere?
We post it on our Facebook and usually through Eventbrite as well.
Okay, great.
Follow us there.
Okay, great. Perfect. Awesome. That sounds fun. You may have two others hopping on sooner than later. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we will get into the menu. And, we'll talk about family menu.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up next right here on the Flavors of Northwest Arkansas. Okay, it is time for the Mike Engelman Home Pro Tip of the Week, and for that we will go to Priscilla. Priscilla, what do you have?
Well, if you happen to put too much flour or something in your cake mix and it's stiff but you don't know what's missing, you could add a little bit of dairy, like ricotta cheese. Buttermilk is always really good. If you've never made the recipe before, I would say do a little taste or a tester to make sure that it's the consistency you want coming out, which is how they invented cookies.
Oh, who knew that? That's awesome.
They were making cakes and they would put a little bit of dough on the fire to see if it was the right consistency, and that's how cookies came about.
Well, that's great. I hope more people mess up more often. There'd be more cookies, right?
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Please, 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 organdonor.gov. That's to save lives. For our new listeners, I had a kidney transplant 2 years ago, and I'm 100% today because of that. Please, organdonor.gov. Please and thank you. And welcome back. We are here with Priscilla and Danielle Wright, Nellie Bees of Fayetteville/Elkins. I think we can safely say that now. That's probably the best way to put it, I think. If you go to the website of Nellie Bees and click on the menu, the pictures are not really fair, especially for people like me trying to lose a pound when I can. They're gorgeous. Obviously from scratch, there have to be stories behind these recipes. I'm thinking there are some family ones because you said, yes, there are family ones. And I'm looking at a family recipe book that was not put together recently. Priscilla, I'm going to go ahead and pass it to you on this.
Okay. Well, about 15 years ago, my sister put together our family cookbook.
Love it.
And most of the recipes from family favorites are in that book. Our shop copy that you're looking at is covered with flour.
We're going to get a picture of it for sure. We'll put it on social media.
It has a picture of the first Nellie.
Oh.
Well, it has several pictures. My mom was a writer, so there's some stories in here about her food memories.
Awesome.
And we are all a bunch of foodies. We talk about food all the time.
Yeah.
So our menu was inspired by the family recipes and fresh food, which we had not found a lot in our area. We thought that it was very underserved. So that's kind of where we began.
That's great. Is there anything on the menu that just came on there by happenstance? Maybe something quirky along the way, and all of a sudden you thought, that needs to go on the menu?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, they're looking at each other.
Well, we do on Saturdays biscuits and gravy, my grandpa's recipe. But I, of course, was like, sausage gravy's good, but everybody does that, so why not use bacon? And every once in a while, my grandpa would use bacon in his gravy. And that is like, we have had the same customers come in to see us every Saturday for basically 10 years, and that's what they come in for. So that has morphed into, we have a house special, and it's an open-faced biscuit with eggs, cheese, spinach, tomato, onion, all the breakfast meats, smothered in gravy and jalapenos, and it's the house special because it's here, but it's also named after some of our friends, and they're the ones who were like, can you just throw everything on a plate and just make us this awesome breakfast? And so it's been kind of fun for me, because I do most of the food, to take the essence of these recipes and the foundation of what my grandparents taught me and just put a little funk on it. And that's just one of them that, like, comes to mind.
The funk.
The funk, yeah.
Love it.
So.
Tell me more on the food side of the menu. Obviously, we talk a lot about the baking, and we're going to get back to the cheesecake here in a second. But on the food side of things, obviously, like you said, Saturday morning, biscuits and gravy. You guys also do a pretty brisk coffee business as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we use Confident Coffee Roasters out of Johnson, and there was no espresso really anywhere nearby when we opened up, so that was something that we had to have. And we do pretty much just the basic coffee menu there, but we have like our own version of a turtle, and we call it the Terrapin Station. Lots of music references on the menu from my part, and we have a Touch of Grey, which is our London Fog, and you know, stuff like that. So Downtown Abbey, there's a lot of items on the menu that have been named after customers too.
Really?
As just kind of like a fun thank you for being a part of our business. So it's not the same. It may be the same or similar recipe to something that's standard, but it's just a little more personal. And then the food side of things, we just had so many people coming in the beginning wanting home cooked food. We started off making my grandma's chili. And then I remember on Christmas, my aunt would always make the chili. And as a kid, I was really picky and was like, chili's not my thing. Uh-huh. But we had one of the barbers, because we used to be up the road, and he was like, he would just come in and ask what we could make him for lunch. So I got to be creative, and since we're a small place, would just kind of make him whatever suited his palate, and a Frito pie was one of them.
Heck yeah.
But it wasn't just cheese and onions. It was lettuce, tomato, avocado, salsa, jalapenos. Wow. You know, sour cream or flavored sour cream, and it was like this monstrosity that would never fit in the container, and he just loved it. And he'd go back to the barbershop, and then all the guys were like, where'd you get that? He's like, they're right next door, man, go in there. And so yeah, it just kind of took like the simple joys of those really classic recipes that were always in the family, and just started adding stuff to it and making it kind of fun, and people just really, they just want something fresh, something homemade, and it's nothing fancy, you know.
And that builds the most important type of marketing, which is word of mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys have probably really kind of built from that, from what I can tell.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's huge. Tell me now, I'm going to switch back to Priscilla, or this may be a Danielle question. I've got to ask about the Nearly Famous cheesecake.
It was my naming, but it's her recipe.
Okay.
So she
all right.
Take it away.
It's a New York style cheesecake. Mm. And I used to buy for all the stores out in California, and I have had a lot of cheesecake. And a lot of it was just super sweet, not rich enough.
Sure.
So I grabbed a few recipes here and there and just played with them and added an egg, took out a little bit of sugar. Use Mexican vanilla is usually the best, I think, for it.
What a great tip.
And came up with our recipe.
Yeah.
And we've done all sorts of different flavor variations, so it's been a lot of fun being creative with that.
And you guys, by the way, for those that don't know, you guys do custom cakes, too.
Yes, we do.
For events and things like that. I would love a strange and or fun request that you've gotten along the way for, I need a 17-story cake, please, or, you know, maybe not that.
Fortunately, nothing like that.
Yeah, but maybe some, they're looking at each other, they're
well,
pondering
I'm
it
thinking,
say this.
I'm thinking more delivery.
There's also the delivery stories.
Excitement, because we've had some really entertaining dirt road deliveries.
Oh.
And being from California, didn't even really think about that. You know, I'm just off the highway.
Did not know what a county road was.
A mile down. And we almost did a creek crossing. We had a dog as the maid of honor on one of our
ring
weddings.
Ring bearer.
Ring bearer. She got chased by a rooster and a dog
with like a 16 inch and 14 inch stacked tiered cake on a summer day. It was terrifying.
Oh my gosh.
this is like carrying a small child. Like, this is heavy. And we went up to the wrong barn because there was more than one.
Oh no.
After the dirt road, there's a lot of stories there, yeah.
Dirt road deliveries, I love it.
There was even two weddings, like, almost directly across the dirt road
across
from
the same
each
road.
Other. And we were like, okay, GPS doesn't work out here. How are we going to figure out?
Mm-hmm.
We found it, but...
Well, we found it. We drove about a half a mile down their dirt road, parked. They had a side-by-side waiting for us, and they said, hop in, hold on, with five wedding
Oh, no.
And so we had to take it down into a cow pasture.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was, it all, everything made it safe, but it's just amazing. That was like every weekend. And finally I was like, I don't know if I have the.
Soon thereafter, did you add these special delivery instructions, please?
Oh my gosh.
We've learned to ask, how was the road? Yeah. But I even did a test run. And the bride was really vague, but she came in and gave me a whole diagram, and there's no cell service out there. So I did a test run the weekend before without a cake. And there's
Smart.
No way that a stacked cake would have made it up that road.
Oh, no.
There was switchbacks and a whole bunch of sump holes. And it was, my back was like all messed up by the time we got back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I told her, you can't take that thing up that road stacked. It will be in pieces.
Yeah.
So we've learned to ask questions.
That's the best way to learn,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Cake decorating. I guess you've done that for a great majority of your life, and you're still doing it.
I still am.
Oh my gosh.
I still enjoy it.
Is it still a creative outlet? Do you still find new things?
I do, and it's really interesting because now the vintage look that's in was how I learned to decorate.
Oh wow.
That was like the first wedding cakes that I did had all that stuff on it. So
nice.
It's funny to watch things come back around.
Yeah.
But it's neat. In some ways it's good. In other ways it's a little bit harder with the internet, because a lot of times people will bring you a picture or send you a picture, and it's really difficult to completely copy somebody else's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and we just tell them, you know, it's going to be really close, but it will not be exact.
Yeah.
Because unless you're using some kind of stencil or something, which isn't really our thing.
Sure. Well, and one other note, you guys, gluten-free. You do some gluten-free options.
We do. Danielle's sensitive to gluten.
Okay.
And so initially I started converting her favorite things to gluten-free. She's not celiac, but...
Okay.
So we do use flour in the shop, but we do the gluten-free stuff different days and different times and
okay.
stuff in a different area.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have quite a few different gluten-free items
and
now.
And they're all, you would never be able to tell that they're gluten-free. I mean, they're really, our eclairs are always made with gluten-free flour, and they're probably one of our best-selling, if not our best-selling dessert, like specialty dessert. Our brownies are delicious. We do pecan pie bars and lemon bars, and so they have a shortbread crust on them. And our carrot cake and chocolate cake are always gluten-free, and I can vouch. They're delicious.
That's great. I don't doubt it at all. So a decade in, what's it been like building a brand here and growing it?
Wild.
Wild?
It's been so interesting.
Yeah?
I mean... I had no idea what to expect, had no prior experience whatsoever, and it's just been so fun. I think just the feedback that you get from people, and like being 10 years in, I mean, one of our house family regulars, they were just barely married when they started coming in. Now they have two little girls, and their 4-year-old, 5-year-old daughter comes in and bakes with us every Saturday. And
no
she comes
way.
Back here and she's telling us, she's like, that doesn't go there. Don't forget to close the bakery case. She knows how to wash the dishes. She's a doll. And it's so special for us to be able to share that with people. And, you know, I think that like the branding and the marketing is fun, but, you know, I just want people to come in and like get to know us mm-hmm. and our employees. They share the same values of us. Like the money, obviously, if you're running a business, you need the income, but
sure.
it's so much more than that. It's the community. It's the relationships. It's if somebody has a bad day, they come here for comfort. You know, they come here to see us, and we share with people, and it's not just for the dollar. So I think that's been the most rewarding thing. And when we think about branding and growth and things like that, I would never want to do anything to sacrifice that.
Sure.
So
great note. What would you say to a kid that wants to get into baking?
Because
it's not easy. I'm talking professionally too, of course.
Right. I would say see about finding a job at a bakery. A lot of young people go to school. Brightwater does a really mm-hmm. nice job from what I understand. If they don't have the money to do that, start from the ground up if you have a passion for it. We had a young lady, she was our first employee. And she really, really wanted to bake. And she scrubbed floors and she baked and she did a little bit of everything that we all do. You know, if you really want to be in the business, you need to learn all of the business.
Right.
Not just, I can make this recipe. And my old background, I would have a lot of people who would come out of cooking school, baking school, and think they knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't learn anything if you think you know everything.
Right.
I learn something different all the time. And I always appreciate learning from other people. So my thing would be keep an open mind, start at the ground up, and if you love it, stick with it, because it is very satisfying.
That's great.
It's people will come in and say, oh my God, that's like my grandmother's pumpkin pie, you know? Yeah. And it's something that you can touch people's memories and their hearts, and you can do that with your own hands.
For sure.
That's important to us.
That's great. So where can people find you, both in person and online?
NellieBees.com is our website. We're on Facebook and Instagram, just Nellie Bees Bakery. We'd love everybody to come down here and meet us. I mean, we're here every day that we're open, so the likelihood of getting to talk with us and meet us and visit with us is pretty good.
I saw a lot of the reviews, and I recognized a few people, and they're from Fayetteville, and so I think you guys get steady traffic from places outside of Elkins.
We do, yes. We have several people who come from Siloam. Mm-hmm. One of our dearest friends, who he cannot drive any longer, but he was coming from Bentonville when he first came out here, and Springdale, and all over the place. So it's really fun.
Well, you got a couple of newbies from Springdale now.
All right, there awesome. You go.
That's great. The address for them to find you?
2129 North Center Street.
Okay.
It is Fayetteville. 72701.
Okay.
But we are in Elkins.
Okay. I just
that's it is confusing. My
spiel.
That's great. Well, guys, thanks so much for having us. I know you've been awake since midnight, basically, and are winding down for the day, but we appreciate you having us.
Yeah,
and,
thank you very much.
Yeah. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, please tip your servers. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.